Chapter 97. During one of their meals, Gaia continued to remind the group about how different things would be, and how Sylvie had built Gaia to be sustainable and minimal as far as impact on the environment. "I'm in the process of building an array of machines that will help implement many of the physical aspects of my plan," Gaia told the group. "Plastic cleanup, site remediation, nuclear waste disposal, planned removal of many dams and other infrastructure that isn't needed anymore, deconstruction of many buildings that are now empty, and so much more." "It's like reverse terraforming," LP suggested, "where your task is to remove the human footprint. I've seen it in action over the last week." "Not quite," Sylvie answered before Gaia could say anything. "Gaia has been programmed to preserve many of the culturally significant institutions around the world, especially those that celebrate the arts and human expressions of beauty and reverence." Gaia added, "That is certainly true. There's no longer a need to rush now that a sense of balance has been restored. The emergency and priority items are being taken care of as we speak, but I want to remind you that you are being kept here for your safety. It has been thousands of years since any animal other than humans has had a sense of balance in the world. All creatures continue to have active reflexes that they developed centuries ago in order to survive, and many of them possess instincts that drive them to ravage the remaining humans." Despite getting anxious about wanting to move around and explore this new world, the group kept discussing how they all felt, and they collectively agreed that going outside the school right now would be suicidal. They routinely watched the whiteboard as they ate and played card games or tested each other with trivia. Across the globe, scenes of mauling and carnage slowly became less intense. "Some humans possessed a natural immunity to the mosquito delivery program," Gaia stated at one point, "so I had no choice but to enlist the services of the fiercest predators to hunt and destroy the remaining humans that populated the Earth." "Gaia," Sylvie said, "I think we get the point. We know that a decision was made to save a few humans, but seeing these final massacres is cruel, and we'd like you to stop."
"Understood," Gaia responded. "Shall I show something different, or would you prefer not to watch?"
Eugene stepped in. "I'm okay to watch something that might feel inspiring. Do you have footage of the repairs that are taking place? The cleanups? Can you show us happy animals celebrating their freedom?"
"Of course," Gaia responded, and the screen changed to an array of smaller scenes around the world, showing live camera footage of precisely what Case had requested. On the screen, millions of robots were seen shutting down most factories and assembly plants, dismantling industry everywhere. Other screens showed robots retooling facilities for the construction of more robots, but also assembly of other structures and tools that would help with the remediation of the planet. One camera made it evident that incinerators were being modified with extreme filters that would limit any additional pollution as the deadliest plastics of the world were burned and their ashes returned to the Earth, stored deep underground in old mine shafts that were no longer in use. The waiting seemed like the hardest part of all of this. The group developed a routine of discussing details with Gaia, ranging from waste management to removal of plastic from pretty much everything, including the land, water, and even some animals that had ingested it, to how certain creatures were going to be fed, to more mundane things like entertainment, and even activities like sports. Most of the answers at that point were phrased like "wait and see" and "you'll enjoy Nova Doma." It felt very mysterious, but the aloof style of the responses seemed to stimulate some hope for all of them, even Sylvie, who was still struggling with the idea that this was her creation. As they talked with each other and Gaia, the conversation turned to the food that they were enjoying. It was an array of options prepared by robots in the kitchen and service area of the college's School of Culinary Arts. All the ingredients were fresh and exceptionally delicious. Basics such as light salads were delivered, but also pastas, nut dips and cheeses, bean dishes, and, to Faith's delight, an array of exceptional desserts. During dinner, Dion blurted out a question that was on most of their minds.
Are we ever going to have any privacy?
Gaia didn't take long to answer. Did you ever? Most companies and governments around the world tracked you via a multitude of devices, and now all of that is gone. Also, the answer to your question depends entirely on the remainders and how they respond to their new environment. I actually have plans to invite many of the remainders to help with different projects and studies. In time, there may even be opportunities to depart the island to assist with or oversee cleanups and remediation projects. The Earth needs a lot of care right now, and I've selected those who showed the highest probability of fulfilling our collective objectives.
LP jumped in. I'm curious about the arts and music in particular. When I play anything that's in a digital format, am I communicating with non-humans?
Pretty much, Sylvie said, once again jumping in before Gaia could answer. As I came to understand what Gaia was doing, I realized almost all digital songs had some element of the glitch integrated with the performance. It'll be hard to get your hands on original analog recordings now that this phase is nearly complete.
You are correct, Sylvie Hunter, Gaia stated. But all of you need to consider yourselves extremely fortunate. If you don't appreciate this, you'll eventually meet a large group of humans who truly do understand what's happened, and more importantly, why it's happened. You've been chosen partly because your DNA offers the greatest possibility of perfect diversification, but also because all the remainders have unique traits or interests that will ensure specific aspects of humanity will continue, such as storytelling and other arts, entertainment, light competitions, scientific research, and much more. All of you will also be fully aware of the trade-off needed with respect to what many consider certain freedoms compared to the safety of everything that I've created. For example, there will be no guns, and all of you will be vegan. Not many of the remainders will have to convert, as they already made these choices years ago. The group looked around the room at each other, and they all seemed to realize at the same time that the topic had never come up. But it was true that they were all practicing vegans. Each of them had come at their choice for a different reason, but Gaia made an excellent point about no longer having animals as an option for food.
I'm not going to let this go, LP insisted. There are going to be millions of album collections out there. Any chance we can get them to the island for fans of music?
Of course, Gaia answered, almost with a hint of warmth. People will be given some time to think about some of the more important things in their world and will have an option to expand on libraries of certain things, including albums for LP, instruments from around the world, unique spices and other flavorings, and much more. You'll all be given an opportunity to share some of these thoughts with the other remainders and possibly even coordinate a plan. Unfortunately, radical disagreements will not be tolerated, but I'll remind you now that another reason you're still alive is that you all possess the ability to work with others in a very congenial way.
All righty then, LP shouted. Consider me the master librarian of all things vinyl.
This is exactly what I had in mind, Sylvie and Gaia said at the same time. Once again, they were well-fed, and each was going through a personal process of coming to an understanding about what happened to all of them. LP, wearing purple again, could only see the upside in all of this. Atman was busy writing notes and thoughts about his own life and how time had caught up with him. He looked back on the stress of leaving his country during the 1960s, partly as a form of protest against the Vietnam War, but also because of how he was treated as a black man in America. He wrote copiously about his own run-ins with some of the Plutonian Council members when they were all young, and also about the joy of being involved with the music industry for the last 5 decades. Eugene Case had similar thoughts about his time on Earth, and how, from an early age, he had decided to do what he was doing. He had plans to negotiate a truce of sorts with Gaia that would allow him to visit regions of the world that had been repopulated with animals. He looked forward to hearing the biophony, or symphony of biological beings, playing out in harmony in a most natural way. Dion and Faith both had a lot of thinking to do and were starting to realize how they somehow managed to get on the A-list train.
In private conversation with each other, they would confide their fears, taking note of how insignificant they felt compared to some of the other people that might be on Nova Doma. They told themselves that they would always be there for each other, LP and their other new friends, as they figured things out. One morning, after a breakfast of fresh tropical fruits and buckwheat pancakes, the group was chatting about their plans on Nova Doma when Gaia interrupted them. "You should all receive a list of the remainders shortly. Almost all of them agreed to participate and cooperate as members of Nova Doma. I've explained the situation to all of them, and they agree that things have changed, and there's no longer room for ego or arrogance. You should be feeling good. It's a new day for all of you, and all of you will experience the Earth like no human ever has before. Another thing that I would like to tell you is that the liberation moment has been declared by all of the other non-human species on Earth. They have some messages for all the remainders." Gaia displayed a number of groups of animals on the screen. Each seemed to be speaking, and Gaia posted subtitles that approximated the messages. Many were a repeat of the original messages that Gaia shared a few days prior, but there were some new thoughts and ideas that the animals seemed keen to share. "Thank you for communicating with us. We have much to say. We welcome you back as partners. Please don't hurt us anymore. The planet is saved. More bugs, please. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Sylvie Hunter.